Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
You're on The Bert Show.
So I've got an interesting predicament in my life right now, and that is that my ex-husband and I have been invited to the same birthday party. And I don't know quite... There's more developments yesterday, but I'm not sure exactly quite how I'm going to handle it. So I know a lot of listeners have been through divorces, and it's early in the morning to get the phones ringing, but maybe they could help me out with
this.
You've
been divorced how long?
A year and a half, officially.
And you've seen him the last time?
A year, probably close to 2 years ago.
Officially.
Do the people that...
Even unofficially. How like did... You haven't seen...
No, he said see him.
She has not been in the same room as him in almost 24 months?
Almost... I think it's been almost 2 years. I don't remember exactly.
And I'm guessing that time probably wasn't at a party.
No, not at a social function.
How did you find out that you guys were going to be at the same party?
One of my friends tipped me off to it. Because I said, oh, I'm really looking forward to this birthday party. And she said, well, you know who else has been invited. And kind of gave me that look and then moved on. And I was like, okay, I know exactly. Because it's mutual friends of ours, whatever. And so the debate for me is, the first debate is, A, do you go? And I'm like, yes, this is one of my closest friends. Yes, I'm going to go. And then the second debate is, well, do I find out for sure if he's going to go? But then I've been on the other side of that with other couples that I know that have been divorced. Mm-hmm. And you put undue pressure on the hosts of the party if you are the one stressing them out, like making the phone call. Well, if he's going to come, then I'm not going to. You know, it's not their problem, right? It's my issue to deal with. And so... I don't want to be the one that makes that phone call or whatever. So I've just decided I'm going, and I'm not going to be the friend who calls to ask the question.
Does the host couple even know they invited both of you guys?
Yes.
So they do realize it.
Yes.
The thing with Jen and Ryan's group is that the thing that was so unique and special about it is it really was a very big social group together.
Mm-hmm.
So... there's been fallout after the breakup. There's just so many people that have been involved. Frankly, I'm surprised this hasn't happened sooner.
Oh, really?
Because you have so many mutual friends. And Atlanta really is, I know this sounds like a cliche, but the smallest big city I have ever been in. Like, you just run into people all the time.
And we have not.
I am really surprised by that.
Have you had thoughts in your head, like, what happens if I run into him? What am I going to say? What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I've been sort of, like, rehearsing how that's going to go.
And what happens if you do?
I don't know. I mean, I just have to sort of like continue going about my life. Like, and this is somebody that's a really close friend. I don't know necessarily if we're both there, if I plan to stay a super long time. But I'm not going to be the party that stresses out the host couple. Mm-hmm. That's been the one thing in my mind where I'm like, I'm not going to be that person. And then a couple of my friends yesterday, here's the other development, were asking, are you going to be bringing a date?
Oh.
Oh.
Because it's a couple-ish party. And a couple of two separate friends have asked. So I'm like, so what does that mean? Right?
Huh.
Like, and then I'm like, so am I the one who like looks sort of like, well, first of all, I wouldn't put a date in that situation, right? That's not fair to whoever my date would be. That's not fair.
Right.
A, number one. That's not fair.
We would soon find out, if you were going to bring a date, we would soon find out who you think the best looking of all the people. Yeah.
It might not be anybody she's seeing right now. She may
hire a model.
Hire someone.
Yes, I would call up that modeling agency. Or who's that dude? Model who, Santa boy that you have. I'd be like, bring him along. I'll pay you $100.
$100 for that situation?
You're
going to have to have sex with him.
Are you
Come on.
Are you more nervous about your reaction or your ex's reaction to being in the same room? Are you more stressed out about what you're going to say or how he's going to react?
I guess I just know it's going if it happens, if we're in the same room, and whenever that happens, whether that's this coming weekend or not, it's going to be an awkward situation. At one point, I was going to, this is maybe a month ago, I was going to a friend's house who lives nearby there, and I needed to stop to bring like another part of the dinner that we were making. So I ran into that grocery store, and it was my old grocery store. And I started panicking walking through the aisles of Publix. Like,
come around this the is corner. The,
like, I didn't even think about it. I was just like in a hurry, like rush, like on the phone, whatever. But then I like got off the phone, was inside the Publix. I was like, this is my old Publix.
Like, what happens if I see him? Like,
how is that going to go down? Like, I don't know how it's going to go down. I can anticipate it. I can think about it. I can stress about it. But I just have to sort of carry myself the way that I know how and not stress out the other friends in our life.
And
it's almost easier to find.
That's probably a worse situation if I had a lot of wine.
It's almost easier to spontaneously to run into them than it is this situation.
To plan on it.
Yeah.
And think about it.
Yeah, because the first one is going to be the most difficult, most
awkward.
Have
a full week to think about it, you know?
Hey, Desiree.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. I love you guys. Hey, listen, my sister just went through a divorce, and the best advice I can give you is just, you know, totally be yourself. Be there for your friend. Just hold your head up high. Don't let him, like, don't even think about if he's in the room or not, and just have fun, go for it, and don't worry about it. It'll be okay.
Thank you.
Easier said than done, but, I mean, you can't help but feel anxiety about it.
Definitely.
Even if this was a boyfriend that you went out with for a while, you'd feel a certain amount of anxiety. This was your husband that you spent a long time with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I think if you go in there with the expectation of not being nervous, I think you're destined to fail. You have to be nervous about this. I'm nervous for you for the night.
And I don't know exactly what's going to happen. You know, I don't know for sure if we're both going to be there or not, but I am not going to be the one that's my one thing I know is I'm not going to be the one that stresses out the host with this. I'm just going to go and be myself and bring some wine and maybe a model.
Definitely a model.
Well, don't even say that, because then if it does happen and you do bring a boyfriend who's really good looking, everybody's going to go, he's not even really a boyfriend.
He's just hired.
I think an early exit strategy is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that exit strategy should be before you get to like the third glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I would suggest that for him too, like, because alcohol can change everything. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So I'd say, forget about the booze for the first couple hours and get out quick.
Yeah, that'll be a comfortable conversation when Jen says, all right, look, hey, here's the deal, Ryan. Before we each hit our third glass of wine, we're both going to leave. I'm sure he's going to be totally cooperative.
Let's rock, paper, scissors and see who goes first. But somebody's got to go.
No, I'm totally fine to go first.
Hey, Tina, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Hi. I just wanted to tell Jen I went through the nastiest divorce ever, and my strategy is always, because we have children together, so we have to communicate.
Oof.
Go in.
I don't know how you did it.
Yeah, it's rough. Go in, be yourself, be confident. Your friends, you know, it's a party, so you don't have to talk to them or anything. Just be there and ignore him and be yourself and be there for your friends.
How weird is that, though, to ignore him? And it's still tough because see him.
Yeah. You can acknowledge him and say hi, but you don't have to carry on a conversation with him. I mean, you don't owe him anything. You've gone on with your life. He's gone on with his life. And, you know, thank goodness there are no children involved, so you can kind of just go and be there for your friend, and your other friends are going to be there.
But I
and
do.
If you would have taken a date to any other party, you'd take a date.
Oof.
But I do think, you say you don't owe him anything, but I do, there has to be an acknowledgement of the two decades or decade and a half of your life. So there is going to have to be small talk. Like
Hello.
You do owe him, or not owe him, that's the wrong word because it makes you feel obligated, but I think out of respect of the time you were together, you owe yourself and him 3 minutes of
it's making me
hello.
Want to throw up, like just talking.
I don't
about
even
it.
Think
get
it,
a bucket.
It doesn't accomplish anything at all if you guys are just in the same room together. I don't think the baby step is so significant that it means anything. Like you have to have some kind of interaction with him in order to get past this very first awkward step.
What am I trying to accomplish, though?
Just to break the that just. I think the bar is set so low. It's just it could even just be a high. A passing high, but there has to be something verbal between the two of you guys to get past the first awkward stage.
I don't know.
I don't think there has
to
be
so either. Anything.
Really... Like it, I mean, I don't have expectations on what the outcome is going to be because that's futile. Like I don't know what that's going to be. I just know how I need to prepare to handle myself. Like I can't predict the outcome of anything in life. Like I can't predict the outcome of what's going to happen after I walk out of the studio today. So have to, that doesn't sound right to me.
No,
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Here's my thought on it is that if you're just in the same room together, then you'll have the same awkwardness the next time you guys are in the room together if there's no interaction at all.
But what if there
won't be a next time?
Yeah, what if there
isn't? I think that's okay.
How can you two live in the same city and have this many friends in common and not be there a next time?
It's been that way for 2 years.
If it happens once every 2 years and you can get away with a nod across the room and you're comfortable with that, I don't think you're out. I don't think you have to do anything. You know what I mean?
Hey, Krista, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Jen, you better look fabulous, honey. You better look drop dead gorgeous. You know what I'm saying? And you
that.
Be Jen. I mean, you be the confident Jen that you've always been. And I agree with Burtnam. Just go say, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Everything's cool. And then leave. I mean, not leave the party because if it's a great party, why should you have to exit first? Mm-hmm. You can be, you know, go knock it out. This would be the first round, and that's true. You know, you won't have any awkwardness the next time this happens, and it'll be a good hurdle. But you, if you're looking drop dead gorgeous, oh honey, please, you will be so confident you won't care who's in the room.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Menards is your one-stop shop for all your summer essentials. Whether you're stocking up on everyone's favorite snacks, making a patio perfect for entertaining family and friends, or getting ready to gather around the grill, Menards has everything you need for your get-togethers all summer long. Save big money now at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, so if you haven't been listening to this whole storyline, it started a couple of days ago. We'll do this quickly. Sally called us up, and she told us that she was going to walk into the boss's office, you know, shoulder to shoulder with a coworker, and they were going to demand a raise together. And their thought was, look, if we go in there and we tell him, look, you give us both a raise or we're both leaving, he'll freak out. I mean, that's a big part of the office, and he's going to give us both the raise, do anything to keep us.
Mm-hmm.
So she does that, and the boss says, well, that's a pretty interesting offer right there, except I'll tell you what, one of you gets the raise. I just don't have money for both of you guys. So you're in competition for it. So she comes on the air to tell us that, and the boss calls in, and he makes this suggestion.
She seemed like she was having so much fun with this. I thought I would try to appeal to Atlanta. My idea was that both of the girls would appeal to your listeners on the radio and then have your listeners decide who gets the raise.
Okay, we're totally game for that.
Sure.
Totally game. Yeah. So today we will talk to Sally, who will make the pitch for her job. And then tomorrow we will get the coworker that Sally now dislikes so much because she feels like she sold Sally out. And then on Monday we'll have a decision made on who gets the raise. So we're putting it in your hands. Here's Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm all ready.
You're ready to go with this?
Yes.
All right, the stakes are high here now. I mean, before when you called us up, you were just sort of telling us about your plan, but now your job's on the line.
Yeah, my job's on the line. And I think it's been an interesting process because it makes me more aware of what kind of an employee I am.
And now you not only need to impress your boss, but you've got to impress all of our listeners, too. So you have a big job ahead of you.
It's an easy audience.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be that hard.
Really?
No. I mean, it's pretty simple, and I laid it out, and I know I can't do my PowerPoint presentation in front of, you know, you right there, so... But I've laid it out really nice, and I've outlined it. So.
I think what puts you at a disadvantage here, and I said this the other day, too, is that people know you already, so they've already formed an opinion if they like you or not. And the other girl is sort of at an advantage because we're not going to know anything about her except her pitch. So you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when they make their decision, it's just a little bit more at stake.
Hopefully it'll be the smarter audience that is judging.
Well, okay. See, then you just had our audience judge you just there.
Yeah.
You're not really warming everybody up to you, really.
But if the people that are listening are smart and know a good, strong work ethic when they hear it, then it will work out just fine, and I have nothing to worry about.
Okay,
if it's people like that girl, that crazy lunatic, then I'll definitely have a problem.
Oh, you mean Val, the girl who's called in to comment?
Sweet pea.
Yeah.
If I was your agent, I would say less commentary and just get right to your pitch.
You know what? She doesn't need Val on her side because she's confident in her abilities, and that's all comes down to it. That's what matters. So I say, talk all the crap you want.
I mean, wasn't Jeff confident in his abilities?
Yes.
Right.
So, right. Yeah. I remember I spent a whole day going, screw Val. Sweet pea.
Well, let's hear what you have. I mean, the floor is yours now, so make your pitch, and this is the only chance you get at it, so go for it.
Okay. In the 2 years that I've worked there, I've never been late. I have never had a raise in 2 years, nor have I asked for a raise in 2 years. And I'm never sick more than 2 days in a row in 2 years.
Okay.
So... I've only needed to call in, like, you know, if I'm really under the weather or just once. And then I have testimonials from three people that I work with directly who will write or go and talk to my boss how I've helped make their life easier and I've helped them make money for the company, directly make money for the company, because that's not part of my job and I don't want to give too much away. And I don't have kids, unlike my other coworker who has kids, because which I think makes me a better employee because I don't have to be making personal phone calls once an hour to go check up on my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's always doing that. She's always just, like, having to make a quick call, and I think that makes her, a little less of an employee because she's always she basically is one foot out the door. Because she has kids. Her focus isn't really on work, clearly.
Do you think she has missed days when she's been perfectly healthy, but she's had a child under the weather?
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's ridiculous.
And keep going.
So, I mean, I think I'm a more tightly focused employee, and I think I deserve the raise.
Let's go back to this parent who's in your workplace. So do you think there's times where she's like been late to work because her kids had to go to the dentist or something?
Oh, I mean, clearly, and she's running in late, and, mm-hmm. you know, her kids might have forgotten lunch, so she'll run by the school or something like that, and or sometimes she has to leave early because they'll have a recital, and I don't think it's fair.
It's not fair.
It's right. Mm-mm. And where I'm there on time. I've never been late, and I stay until I have to, and I'm like I said, I'm not just chit-chatting on the phone with my kids, you know, every hour.
So good mom.
I'm doing my job.
Good mom actually works against her in this situation, is what you think?
No, I'm not looking. I'm just telling you how I'm a good employee, and mm-hmm. I'm not spending time on the phone call. I'm not going to make, you know, a huge comment about a mom.
I think it's too late for that.
You said that you stay at the office until you have to. Do you ever go above and beyond and stay late?
I mean, if I'm asked, I guess. You know, I can't recall anything like that at the moment, but I would.
Have you ever gotten a personal call at work or made a personal call at work?
I'll shoot off a quick personal text, but I don't, you know, I won't spend, you know, 10 minutes on the phone each time my kid calls. She's mm-hmm. got, I think she has two kids.
Oh, geez.
That's the thing that really you think it feels two like that kids. Sets you apart from her is that you are, I think your words were tightly focused and she can't be because she has mm-hmm. two kids. That's really working in your favor, you think.
Well, I'm of course, because the focus when I'm at my job is my job. It's not a million other things like ballet recitals or soccer games or missed lunches or, you know, it's not as important to her, I guess.
Sally, are you ever on any of the social networking sites during work? Are you ever on Facebook or Twitter or MySpace or anything like that?
Once in a while I'll pop on, but I won't. Spend a lot of time.
How much time a day would you average that you spend on those sites, social networking?
20 minutes maybe over the course of the day, just kind of changing my update. And
updating your status?
Okay.
This bitch trying to take my raise.
And you think that that's probably a lot less time than your coworker spends maybe taking a phone call from her kid?
Yeah, or people that go outside and have to smoke.
Does she do that?
She doesn't, but some of the other employees do that.
Yeah, she smokes with her kids outside.
Perfect.
You know what? I'm with her on the smoking thing.
You know, like,
to be honest
with you. All these like people, they think it's okay for them to leave whatever they're doing at that moment and walk outside, and they keep taking these like 5-10 minute smoke breaks all throughout the day. And I don't do that. I don't get up from my desk or mm-hmm. and make a load of personal phone calls and.
Okay.
I'm there. I'm way more.
You're tightly focused.
You know, available mm-hmm. and tightly focused.
Hey,
I think I'm a more fully realized employee.
A more fully fully what?
Realized employee.
Realized. What does that mean exactly?
Well, I'm.
Go ahead. Hold on. I had her on hold. She was yelling so loud you could hear her through hold. Go ahead, Sally.
Yeah, just like I said, I'm just I'm 110% present when I'm there. I'm available.
Like
I'm much like accessible employee.
Like the boss realizes she's there.
Tabitha, good morning. You're on Q100.
She's so productive.
Good morning. Good morning. I just want to say that her comment on having kids, that is that's just wrong. She totally lost my vote, and I hope she's lost every mother out there. I hope she's lost their vote too.
Right. Thank you.
I got a feeling she might be right on that.
I got a feeling.
I think it's ridiculous. Why
well, I think you're...
Wait, let's let it go with that. What's ridiculous?
Like I said, I'm at my desk, I'm doing my job, and I'm not on the phone all the time just seeing how my kids are. I think, you know, I'm not wasting all this, you know, the company's time.
You are
and,
on.
And so, just because, you know, and other... when other people are, I don't think that's fair.
You've spent more time talking about other employees than you have about yourself. I still have no idea if you deserve a raise or not. Hey, Rhonda, good morning. You're on Q.
Good morning, Bert. How are you? Okay. How's the rest of y'all?
We're doing okay. We're getting by this morning.
Val, you're not getting a raise. That's not Val. Val's sweet pea chick. I forgot the child's name.
She's
Sally. You are not getting a raise. Let's start off. Like the lady just said, you've offended every mother in the city of Atlanta. Second, you've offended every smoker in the city of Atlanta. And clearly, if you hadn't gotten a raise in 2 years, unless you work for the government and due to the recession, you're not getting anything. That's all I have to say.
My guess is Rhonda is not voting for you.
Rhonda is fully realized.
Yeah, she realizes she's not going to vote for her.
Fully realizes that the other girl is getting her vote.
That was a tightly focused call.
You know, that's how I ended up, you know, with all my contract situation. I just said, you know, Bert's got kids, and I'm like,
and you're clearly tightly focused.
I'm seriously like, I don't know if you guys realized this, because that's like a, you know, keyword, an action word. Uh-huh. But Bert's got kids, and they're all the time. Like,
but you have a Twitterverse, which takes up more time than Bert with his kids.
Right, which is my point. Bert's a bad parent. Do you want a bad parent representing the station?
Hey, Tracy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Not only should that heifer not get the raise, she should get fired, because like the previous caller just said, she just offended every mother, and I don't smoke, but every smoker. And I got news for her. I don't stand, yeah, I call and check on my kids when I'm 16, but she's still my baby. Will always be my baby. And yeah, I check on her, but not to the tune of 20 minutes a day. If I'm doing something to where I can call and check on the kids if I need to, I do. If they're sick, yeah, I stay home with them. I am married, you know, have the husband at home, but he makes about four times what I do. So, you know, if the kids are sick, if one of us is staying with them, it's going to be me. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what a mother does. I mean, you know, she has made me absolutely furious.
Okay, I don't think you're getting her vote either.
For some reason, I don't think so.
Doesn't look good.
I'm going to guess we don't even need the other coworker on. I'm just going to say it out loud. She can just come on and say hello.
If anybody,
yeah, that mom can call up and be like, I really like my job.
If the coworker doesn't come on tomorrow, I think the vote would probably be 0-0 come Monday. Good morning, Lisa. You're on Q100.
Oh, my God. Sally, you are so not a good employee. You've pitched nothing about the job that you perform. You are unprofessional at best. And not to mention, besides being not a good employee, you are not a good person. You are absolutely awful. I cannot believe you had the audacity to insult mothers. And you have the audacity to sit there and you spent the whole time talking about how your other coworker is not a good employee. I mean, no boss in his right mind would ever give you a raise, and honestly, you should lose your job.
Sally, how do you feel about that?
I think it's completely ridiculous, and I would love the listeners who are business people to call in and that want good employees and not other mothers. I think it's totally ridiculous. Why can't smart people be calling in?
Well, let's do that.
I'm still waiting for one to call in on the line that you're on.
Yeah, let's just take calls from people who like Sally. Like, we can clear everybody else out. Let's just see who likes you.
It's been a rough morning already.
And you know what? I made my, you know, like I said, I've never been late, and I would stay when I asked because I can. And I've never asked for a raise. And because obviously here in my company, they want people to be a little bit more proactive, and so I just had the courage to go and ask for it. So it doesn't mean that I haven't deserved one, but I'm just telling you, and I have made the lives of people that I work with easier, and I've helped make the company money by helping them and doing a good job.
I have a technical question for Wendy. If we're waiting for people who agree with Sally to call in, can we go ahead and do like Entertainment Buzz and the 8:30 newscast? And can Brittany do her show like while we're waiting for those, or do we just have to sit here quietly?
We'll wait till next year because it may take a while. Anybody.
All right, Sally, if that's the best you got, then good luck to you. We have your coworker coming on tomorrow morning who basically really at this point I think just has to say nothing.
Just say hello.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, your strategy was terrible this morning. It was terrible. You offended so many people that you need to vote for you to get this raise.
Right.
I know, but I didn't mean to offend anybody. I was just pointing out how I'm more available.
Okay.
All right.
I think you're going to be plenty available after Monday. All right. We will talk to your coworker, and then we'll catch back up with you maybe on Monday or Tuesday, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. You know this is the talk of the whole office, right? And you know that there's other parents in the office besides Sally's coworkers.
Oh, smokers.
This is The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Bert Show.
The email reads like this. It says, this is more for the women on the Bert Show than it is for the guys. It's one of those am I crazy questions that I'm too embarrassed to ask my own friends about. But can the women be totally honest with me? Maybe it's just me. But whenever I go for my wonderful, quote-unquote, yearly gyno appointment, I always feel compelled to fold my panties up and hide them under my jeans, all folded nicely on the chair.
Mm-hmm. That's normal.
Everybody
mm-hmm.
does that?
I do.
You kind of want to keep everything nice and neat.
Why?
Because you don't want people to see your panties.
But he's your gynecologist. He's about to check out your...
I have a she.
Yeah, so do
or
I.
She.
But isn't it the equivalent of, you know?
I don't know. It's just like a politeness thing.
Before you go to the dentist, you floss like you've never flossed before. Same idea, right?
No, the folding up of the panties is just like, I don't
courtesy.
Know.
Courtesy.
Yeah.
You don't leave your panties just hanging out in your bedroom.
Polite.
For everyone to see.
So,
but
it's I just think that's so strange because they're just about to take a look at, like what?
I don't know. It's your underwear.
It's about to take a look at your hoochie.
Yeah.
You're worried about your underwear?
It's all the same category. You know, there's not going to be anything... Because we are in the medical profession, gynecologist, dentist, at least, you know, by degree, it's the whole thought of it is gross to us. So, like, when you go to the dentist, you try to make it as pleasant as possible, right? Mm-hmm. So, aren't you doing the same thing at the gyno?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just try to make it plenty, you know, big old drawers.
As civilized as possible.
Yes.
Yeah, big old drawers hanging around. It's not polite.
Okay, again, she says... She always folds up her panties and hides them under her jeans, all folded nicely on the chair. Do any of you do this? He's about to look at the most private parts of my body, so why should I care if he sees my underwear? Also, does anybody else shave their legs and, she writes, trim before their exam? I do, not only if anybody else, not sure if anybody else does. Does anybody else clean up for their appointment? I think I put more time into getting ready for this exam than I do when I'm going out with a guy. I even make sure that my bra and panties match. Am I crazy? Sheila.
The bra and panties thing's a little odd.
Yeah, the bra and panties thing, I don't understand.
Yeah, that's a little odd.
But I can see cleaning. Because you don't want to go in and look at a mess. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. Because I have a female doctor, I don't think about it in that same way. I think it's because her doctor is a male.
Maybe.
I would probably think about it more or put more time into it if it was a male doctor.
But you still make sure you're all in order, right? Like, you don't go in there all not in order.
I don't think about it as much.
So you wouldn't think... like the couple of hours leading up to your exam, you wouldn't go and shave, or the night before you wouldn't shave?
No.
I do.
You do?
See, I don't think that's abnormal.
Man or woman, gyno?
I have a woman.
Woman.
So I'm not trying to impress her with anything, but I just don't want to look all like a hot mess and nasty hairy legs and all that junk going on.
I always am concerned about my socks.
Really?
Your socks?
Because they're right up next to the face.
Yes.
That's a good point.
Oh, really?
You don't want your feet to stink.
Yes.
That's awful.
So I think of it.
I didn't even think about that.
Yes, because you're like, you know, gonna get in the.
But she's got a mask on.
Stirrups, and your feet are right there.
But she's got a mask on.
Do you take your socks off? No, because then you're bare feet and it's cold in there, and then your feet might smell. So you leave your socks on, and then I'm like, well, then you look ridiculous with just socks on. So it's like I'm always, I never know what to do with the socks. Leave them on, take them off. Do they smell? Would your feet smell worse if you do take them off?
That's hilarious.
I have the same issue with the dentist.
Your socks?
Yeah. Do you keep your pants on or pants off when you go to the dentist? Is that what your
pants
question?
Off, right?
Yeah,
that's right? Normal. Yes.
Hey, Rebecca. Good morning.
Hey, how are y'all?
Okay, how are you?
Oh, I'm such a big fan.
Thank you.
See you later.
What's up?
Okay. Well, I'm definitely one of those women who definitely, like, I will go the whole yards. I will clean down there. I'll trim. I'll shave my legs. I'll make sure I wash my feet. And I even wear rainbow-colored socks just so, you know, it's okay to leave my socks on and I don't feel so completely stupid.
That's the same struggle you had,
Jack. Yeah.
You know,
it's a concern.
Then I definitely fold up my clothes. And that's even, you know, if I go to just the regular doctor and just for regular, you know, other crap, that's still, you know.
And you put the underwear underneath your pants so your doctor can't see your underwear?
Yes, I do. I do that with my bra, too.
Really?
Yeah, I put my bra in. Yeah, well, you don't
I do that too.
Normally take off your bra anyways, but.
How long is one of those exams?
It's pretty short, maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah, not too long.
It's 10 longest minutes of the year, I'm imagining.
Well, and that portion of it is even faster. Mm-hmm. It's like maybe 60 seconds.
And now get on with your life.
Hey, Nicole, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hello.
You just equated your vagina to Chili's.
No, I totally agree with her. Because I guess it's in our mind, we know that the doctors are not paying us any mind. But it's still the fact of when we're in there, we're like butt naked. I mean, who wants to be in there and you're thinking, okay, did I lotion up enough? Okay, did I trim this enough? Okay, are they looking at this? Okay, are my socks clean? Okay, did I fold this up properly? You're in there and then you're waiting butt naked with just like this huge paper towel covering you up. And you're like...
That paper towel thing is awful, too.
Yes, it's so bad. I mean,
you should bring
a
Snuggie.
Yeah, I mean, the process is quick itself, but it's just the whole, you have to feel like you have to get ready for it, and you have to put that time into it just because someone's looking at you. Whether they're looking at you in that way, they're still looking at you.
Will you dress differently, your outerwear different also? Like, it's almost like you're going out on a date. Like, will you wear nicer clothes?
I mean, I'm not going to go in there sloppy because I feel like if you're, like, in some jogging suit or something, you still kind of feel like, eh, but, you know, I mean, nicer, yeah, but not too nice, but kind of comfortable where I can get in my clothes, get out, you know, and kind of not, you don't want to go in there and like sweat, like you're in the office and you're like, don't want to break out in a sweat or anything because you don't want to feel like you made yourself dirty.
Really? You'll avoid sweating?
Yeah, I mean, when you're sitting in the office, you don't want to feel like, okay, I've just went through this whole process of lotion and cleaning just to get in the office and be like, damn, did I sweat a little bit?
Look, what you're saying is the same thing this email says, is that she says that she's putting more time into getting ready for the exam than she does when she goes out with a guy.
See, I'll wear sweatpants. Like, I don't care about my outerwear, but you want to make sure everything else looks decent.
I'm with her on the outerwear, though. I'll wear a nicer outfit on the days that I'm going to the doctor or the dentist.
Really?
Yes.
Fascinating.
But isn't that just...
See, I don't care about that.
See, to me, I think
or
that...
Or when I fly, I still do that. That's kind of old-fashioned, isn't it?
I don't think it's old-fashioned. I think it's just that... You know, because we work in a room with each other and have for so long, we don't really care what each other looks like. And by the way, I have to tell you that it's really throwing me off and weirding me out that Jen just put on all of her makeup during this break because I'm wondering what is about to happen.
Like, I just put on lip gloss because my lips were
And you
chapped.
Did that thing with the little thing.
You know you're okay until she changed her socks. Then it's going to feel completely
different.
It's going
to get weird. But what I was but like, related to that, like we all come in and looking like bums and, you know, different ways. But if one of us has a doctor's appointment or something, or now I'm going to, you know, start checking Jen's socks. Like, if one of us comes
Please
in...
Please don't.
If one of us comes in looking a little more dressed up, it's always like, what do you got going on after the show? Because, so...
Yes, that's true.
So I guess my point, which you really threw me with the lip gloss. My point is just, I think that we dress down for our jobs, so we do dress up to go to other places, where if you wear a suit to work every day... You probably don't dress notices. Better for the dentist.
I know most guys won't agree with this, but I've told you guys before, if I'm going in for the yearly exam,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I know he's going to like do the hernia test and check my junk and all that.
Cough, uh-huh. brother.
I'm trimming the night before.
I'm doing a little manscaping.
I manscape for my doctor. Hey, Rachel, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, being in the medical profession, and I've actually done, I'm a pediatrician, but I've done like all, you have to do all the prep and you do 2 months in OB. I have to say that it is refreshing to see people who do take care of themselves and do trim and, you know, make a little bit of an effort because it can, I mean, we see so many that you kind of get really, you get so used to it, but when people do take care and they shave and they look good and they've shaved their legs, it's nice. We appreciate it. So,
Rachel, imagine being a gynecologist in the 60s.
Oh, I know. It's scary. I don't even want to think about
That's
it.
That's all over the place.
That must have really sucked.
Yeah. You know, one of those little minor lights on your head.
Gross.
Carried a machete in one hand.
Hey, Jessica, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, this is kind of embarrassing, but I just wanted to call and say that I do not trim before the gyno, and I don't think any girl should trim before the gyno.
Sounds like most do.
Well, the reason why is because the first time I went, you know, I was a teenager. I was 17, and I was all nervous, and I did what all these women are talking about, and I got all dressed up, and I trimmed everything and tried to get all groomed up. And the doctor kind of treated me like I might be kind of loose, like a loose teenage girl, because, you know, I was all trimmed up or whatever. And ever since then, I never trim before the gyno because I'm just worried that they're going to look down on me. Like, maybe I'm some kind of like...
Did your doctor say something to you?
You know,
I had my mom with me because I was a teenager, and we both agreed when he left the room that he just kind of talked down to me, and he asked me all these questions about birth control, and I was not active sexually or anything, and he just kind of talked to me like maybe I was some kind of loose girl, and the only reason I could think is because I was, you know, all hairless.
It's funny you say that because Brittany, who comes on at 10 o'clock, just sent an instant message, and she had a friend who... would be bald,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Except for the month before her appointment because she didn't want to be judged as a kinky weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
So when she would go to her doctor, she would let everything fill in and then clean up again after the appointment.
And I've had that same thought with laser hair removal. People who get the whole thing taken care of. I have always thought, well, what happens when you go to have a baby? And, like, everybody's all up in there all the time, but you got, like, nothing, like, you're totally bald,
mm-hmm.
but you're, like, having a baby. So, like, to me, like, you're looking like, yeah, I don't know.
Like a 12-year-old really, like, having a baby?
Yeah! That's why I would never be able to do that. Permanent hair removal of the whole thing, because it's like, really?
But you want your baby to have easy access to oxygen,
yeah, but you're
too.
Like, I mean, a mother at that point. Like, to me, like, you should be a woman and you should sort of look like a woman when you're having a baby. And
no,
you,
I don't
no,
care.
No, I think you should shave it. And the first thing the baby should, it should be like an easy access.
The baby shouldn't be able to grab onto anything and try to force itself back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, that's just weird to me.
Entering the world in one of those, like, phases with all that in her face and stuff?
That's just
a way to come into the world right there.
You gotta at least have something.
No.
A landing strip.
Think about what when your car goes through the car wash, the very last thing, those things are hanging down that go on your windshield right there.
Yeah.
That's what happens to the baby if you're not shaved.
And then
what I mean, like, there's no triangle
to car wash.
Like, zero triangle lip and you're having a baby. What is that? I don't know.
And then what happens when you pull the baby out and in the first picture you notice there's a pube on your kid.
Here, Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/birdshow Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's FORHERS.com/Burt. FORHERS.com/Burt. Waitlist by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit FORHERS.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
My grandmother and I have a weekly email that we usually do back and forth, because for a long time we try to get on the phone, but I'm kind of a bad phone person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I end up not calling back because I'm like, I don't have an hour to talk. You know, I'm running from here to there. Like, usually on the phone, to me, it's for a very practical purpose, to get from one place to the next. Yes, I'll meet you here at this time then, or you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so for that reason, my grandmother and I were out of touch because I'm just not good at the phone. So we do this weekly email thing where usually right at the beginning of the week, we exchange emails of like the things that are going on in our lives, whatever. And that seems to work for us to stay in touch. And she's pretty computer savvy or whatever. Well, I got one this morning that has me really freaked out from her. I'm just going to read it to you guys. And by the way, she types in all caps.
Oh, she screams at you every yelling. Time. Have you told her? You can't do that, Graham.
She says that she's too lazy to do anything else. She doesn't want to do the caps at the beginning of the sentences.
Well, so she should type in all lowercase hilarious. And be a little more emo.
Yeah, that's true. I could tell her that she should do all lowercase. But yeah, she hits caps lock and starts typing away. So it says, "Hi, Jen. How are things with you? Going great, I hope. I have two major things on my mind. One is about her furniture. She recovers furniture. And so one story is about that. And then the other thing is that next January, I'm in a bind about getting my driver's license renewed. They have changed the laws and you have to have proof of U.S. citizenship. I do not have a thing to prove mine." My grandmother's from Britain. My grandmother's British. She's born in England and was shipped over here when she was very young because her mother died when she was 10. Mm-hmm. And back in those days, men didn't raise kids. So her father sent her here to the United States to be raised at a plantation in North Carolina with her great aunts.
Oh, what an interesting story.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Huh. So she actually was shipped over like on the Queen Mary. Like she came on a boat.
Oh, that's
and the
cool.
Whole thing. Yeah. So she says, I do not have a thing to prove mine. I got a passport in 1973 to go to England to visit, but I didn't keep it current. She said, I went through the tortures of the damned to get that one. They do not accept an outdated one anyway. I'm going to the courthouse next week to see what I can do about all this. What a mess. I'm sure I gave you some papers from my dad, which she did, because I'm really interested in the genealogy of my family and, mm-hmm. and keeping those mementos and that kind of thing. So she's given me some of the genealogy books that she's worked on and some of the mementos from her past and from her dad or whatever. So she said, when you have the time, please check and send me a list of what you have, if you have any. So sorry to be such a pain, but I have no idea what they're going to ask me to supply. This may mean that I can't drive next year, which would be a real bummer. And then she puts, if I'm still alive, which she always jokes around about not being here, which is...
Yeah, that's not funny.
It's not funny to me, but she's just, that's just the way she is. She just mm-hmm. like laughs about it, you know, she doesn't, it's not a serious thing, mm-hmm. but she just jokes around about that all the time.
How old is she now?
She will be 82 this month, actually.
Well, okay.
Oh, boy.
I've got conflicted feelings about this.
Well, the
I know she's your grandma and everything, but one less 82-year-old on the roads, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I'm worried about the citizenship. I'm not worried about the driving. What if they kick her out of the country?
Exactly. That's my concern. Mm-hmm. Like, if she stops driving, that would be a bummer, because I think that my grandmother is where I get most of my independence from. Like, she doesn't need anybody to do anything for her. She is very, very independent. I mean, she's still recovering furniture, and she's 82 years old.
Like, that's awesome.
She plays poker with her friends, like, twice a week. She goes swimming. She goes, you know, rides her bike around her like senior citizen park. Like, she's got tons of friends.
She hasn't needed a man since she dated Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, she does not want a man. No. Like, that would be a pain in her butt. Okay. So she's just fiercely independent, and having her car allows her to go to her Bible study, her poker groups, you know, going to church and that kind of thing, and the grocery store and whatever else. Like, take her car away, and you take away her independence. So
how
that
did you
is a
get
concern.
Your driver's license, Joanna?
Well, actually, I was about to say, I do know that there's a new law with the whole, because my parents are not citizens, so they have to get their driver's license renewed every year now, which is why my mom is going through the process of becoming a citizen.
Really?
So what is her, I thought, so is she a resident?
I have no idea. I never knew that she didn't have any sort of proof of U.S. citizenship, or maybe she's just been here long enough.
She's just fallen through the system.
I have no idea, but that's my biggest concern.
Like, what if they say you're not, like, has she been paying taxes for 50
years?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, definitely.
Are you automatically considered a citizen if you've been here for that long of a time?
No. You have to go through the whole process.
She's 82, and she moved here when she was 10.
So, but she never got her citizenship.
I don't know. She just says that she has no proof of U.S. citizenship.
Just another illegal alien living off the resources of the United States of America.
And they're not Spanish, so thank you.
White makes people, you she's British.
Joanna's
though,
like,
so
ship her ass back home!
She's British, though, so they'll put her at the front of the line. Sorry. Your parents are going to have to get
at the
back
of the
line.
We're going to be at the bottom of the boat.
We're
the
ones rowing
it.
Crazy? I just
she's
got
not
literally,
sure if she's a citizen or not.
She sent it last night just before midnight, so it was the one of the first things that I saw when I woke up this morning, and I haven't been able to call and talk to her about it yet.
Boy, I would do a ton. If I'm her, I would do a ton of research before I went to go get my driver's license.
But she is paying taxes, though, so she's still in the system as a citizen if she's paying U.S. taxes. So she's got to have it somewhere.
I got to call my mom. I got to call my dad and be like, what's going on?
But
you know what I mean?
You can be a resident and pay taxes. Uh-huh. So she's got to be a resident of some sort, and she'll just have to keep getting it renewed every year, which will be a pain.
Here's Jonas. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you, sir.
You can either have her renewing online if she has a social security number, but if she's a resident, she can have a green card, and they will take a green card over the counter if she goes to the DMV as well.
What if she has neither of those?
She must have one of those since she's been here too long. Otherwise, she would not be able to be here.
So
I mean, think about it. Obama's aunt got deported.
What was the first thing? A social security number?
Mm-hmm. If she has one of those, she can renew her license online.
Okay.
Go to the DMV.com, Georgia.com, and renew online. Or I believe she has some kind of green card or I-94, I think that's what they call it. And she can renew in person at the DMV.
Thank you for calling, Jonas. Appreciate it.
What if it's not her social security number?
Oh.
What if it's a guy named Jose Rodriguez's social security number?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how she's been able to prove it this far.
By the way, Jonas, that accent you heard was Spanish.
Oh,
he
right.
was from Spain.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
Natasha, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I heard you talking about how you didn't know if a person's considered a citizen if they've been here so long. My mom is actually from Germany, and she's not a citizen, but she's been here like 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're considered a permanent resident. Like, you pay taxes, you just can't vote.
But if she doesn't...
She votes, though. Oh, she's real Republican.
Oh, she votes?
Oh, yeah, she tells me all about it.
You can't, like, my mom's political, but she can't vote. She just complains.
So the documentation exists. Like, she's not on the voter rolls, right?
So there's no chance that they're going to boot her out because she does have her social security number and she is voting.
Well, she has to have it.
She had to present, well, no, because she can present your driver's license to vote.
Exactly.
Now, if she, back in the day, you could get a driver's license. Now with you know, the terrorism and the homeland security and everything, you got to prove things up one side and down the other. But back in the day, I think you could just come in with like a birth certificate and an electric bill.
Well, we can,
maybe
instead of speculating, we got a lawyer that can help us out here.
Oh, perfect.
Smart. Hey, Rebecca, good morning. You're on Q100.
Oh, hi. No, I think she misunderstood. I'm not a lawyer by any means. I worked for some lawyers in immigration law for a slight time.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to let Jen know that actually it wasn't that hard until about the 1990s to get a social security number. That's why a lot of illegal aliens that have been here for over 20 years have one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So just because your grandmother has one doesn't necessarily mean she has any rights per se. So you really have to go look through all your papers and speak to a lawyer to get her something that does show that she does, you know, she has her claim to be here, because if she doesn't, I mean, they have gotten really strict about actually sending people out of the country.
That would be insane.
That would be awful.
At 82
my
years old.
Has lived here for 72 years.
Wow.
So she would have to instantly, she should call an immigration lawyer immediately?
Yes, that's what I would say, because
papers.
Depending on the paperwork you have, because she's been here for so long, doesn't necessarily mean that, I guess, you know, you have the right to stay if you don't have the correct paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a listener who is a pretty noted immigration attorney, and I'm looking for their information because they would be cool to call to get this answer.
If you can't find that person, we could get Sanjay on. Sanjay Gupta could answer this.
He knows everything, but you know why he can't? Because he's on his way to Haiti to save the world.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Of course
he is. Wild, but I think...
Isn't that crazy to think about? Like,
yeah.
Because she's been here so long, and she grew up from 10 years old until she got married. Well, she went to college, and then she says she got her MRS degree. In college, like she only went for that. But anyway, until she got married, that was in North Carolina. So she has like a Southern/British accent.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Really strange. It's very
what
bizarre.
What a cool story. Her background. I didn't know her history. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She'll be able to tell it from the suburbs of London.
No kidding.
Hey, Anna, good morning. You're on
Q100. Good morning. I'm listening to you guys on the way to work. Mm-hmm. And I used to live in Texas. And back until about the 80s, a lot of people from Mexico were coming to the United States to have their babies, and that would let them become a permanent resident. But they quit that because so many illegal people were coming to have their kids to get their residency that way.
Are you still a resident of Texas, or are you a resident of the United States now?
Well, no, my dad was Cuban, so... You know, that's a little bit different, but no, I was born here in the United States.
So for you, it really wouldn't matter at this point, Jen, for her. So she's really got to do some research
here.
Isn't that
scary?
Very scary.
That was the first thing I read when my eyes opened this morning. I was like, wait a second. Wait, what? What? So obviously today I'm going to be digging through all of those old like photo albums and genealogy and paperwork and whatever it is that she's given me to see if anything is in there.
Definitely. Yeah. Scary. Scary thought.
The Bert Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.